Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2019 AEN LLC Ordination Preparation Weekly Phone Conference. This is July 25th, and the time is flying, and we are coming up to our awesome event conference and consecration. And so I pray that all of you are excited. I thank you for making yourself available on a weekly basis. And this coming together is to provide support for you and fellowship and direction in this exciting season of your life, in this journey. And as we go forth to impart into you information and protocol and expectations of what is ahead in August. And it is, it will direct you to some of the assignments for your office in introducing you to the ministry of leadership, which is quite different from other places of service. And the fact that as leaders, you've been sanctified, you've been separated from the crowd, and you have been prepared, consecrated for a specific assignment. That assignment is your elevation, ordination, licensing that is about to take place for the office by which it has been established you should walk in. And so we are very, very excited about your future, your journey, and us being a part of it. And so as the consecration committee, we have prepared different elements and different aspects have been scheduled to enlighten you and to inform you and to prepare you for that which is to come. And so as we start our meeting today, we have our assigned, those have been assigned who will open us up in prayer. And so we would ask that pastor, our California pastor, will open us up in prayer this evening. And remember, anytime there is a task assigned to a candidate, if that candidate cannot, for whatever reason, fulfill that assignment, then it is the responsibility and requirement of your accountability partner or partners or committee members. And so at this point, we will give the floor up to our pastor from California. You may open us up in prayer. Pastor Sonia. Okay, I don't know that Pastor is on the line as of yet. I pray we have all lines open and accessible. Take your phones off of mute. So often I'm talking and my phone is still on mute, but I pray that you are able to hear me. Yep. So can we have one of the committee members open us up in prayer, please?
Father, we do thank you and we honor you. We bless you for your presence. We bless you for your people. We bless you, Lord God, for the purpose by which we are gathered. We thank you, Lord, for their preparation. We thank you, Lord God, for your gift and calling that is upon their lives. We pray, Father God, that as we go forward in this process, that we will go forward with a heart and a mind focused on you. Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be faithful to the process that you have set before us, thank you, Lord God, for those that you are using in our life for this process to take us deeper into you. Thank you, Lord God, for your revealed truth and revelation to us for who you are and who you desire to be in our lives. We pray your continual blessings upon each of these candidates and their accountability partners and the committee. We pray, Father God, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened to that, to the depth of the calling upon our life, and that we would live lives that have been set aside and set apart to you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Apostle. We will start our meeting today looking at our announcements and some of the technical aspects of the conference that you need to become aware of. So we will start with Elder Sherita. If you could give us an update from the weekly announcements and information.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'll start out with one of the biggest updates, which is the AEN conference location change. If you don't know by now, the AEN conference is going to be hosted at a new location, and that new location is Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. So if you have booked your room at the original site, which was the DoubleTree Hilton by Lyle Naperville, located at 3003 Corporate West Drive, Lyle, Illinois, 60532, we ask that you please cancel your room immediately so that you won't incur any charges. To cancel your room reservation, you can call 630-505-0900. And then if you had also like any loved ones or guests that made reservations, can you please forward this information to them? And then when you cancel your room, please be sure to get the cancellation confirmation number for your record. And so the AEN conference, the theme is Momentum, Manifestation, Maturation, and Miracles, coming from Luke 6:38. It's going to be hosted Thursday, August 15, 2019, to Sunday, August 18, 2019. Again, the new location, Bethany Union Church, 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And just a note that the ordination ceremony and banquet only is going to be held on Saturday, August 17, 2019, at the Oaklawn Hilton. And that's located at 9333 South Cicero, Oaklawn, Illinois, 60453. The ordination ceremony is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m., followed by the banquet. And then if you need to make overnight accommodations at the Oaklawn Hilton, it is $139 per night plus tax. And you can actually call Apostle at 773-779-2900 to make those overnight accommodations. And then all candidates, you're going to actually be seated. It's going to be a reserved table for all candidates during the banquet. All other seating is going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you would like to be seated with your guests, you must purchase a table of 8 or 10. The table of 8 is $280, and then the table of 10 is $350. Again, if you have not registered, we encourage you to register. The conference is $65 per person, and that includes one banquet ticket, and then additional banquet tickets are $35 per person. If you didn't receive a registration form via email, you can let me know, and I can forward that registration form to you. And then candidates, if you have not turned in all of your written requirements by now, you want to contact Overseer as soon as possible, and let her know when you're going to submit your completed requirements. And then also, candidates, if you are in need of additional resources for your garments, the Boric Religious Supply and Company is a store that provides clergy. It's located at 10951 Steel Street, which is in John, Indiana. And actually, this information is in the meeting memo that was sent to you, and it has the website on it. So if you want to go out, go on the website and check out the garments that they have, you can do that as well. And then for candidates and accountability partners, just remember to submit your monthly evaluation form to overseer. And then accountability partners, you want to begin to submit your five examination questions to overseer. And then lastly, AEN patches are available for $25. The AEN patch is the crest, and it goes on your tippet following the ordination ceremony. So if you don't have one, and if you're in need of one, you can please email me at CHERITA_TATE@yahoo.com. And that's all of the updates that I have.
Amen. Thank you so much. A very exhausted list of additional information, changes, updates to keep you informed, and then to fill out some of that information for you. We do want you to understand that the conference is mandatory for you, the Thursday and the Friday and the Saturday. Are mandatory days that you must be at the conference. There is a schedule that's presented to you, and Apostle will bring us more detail on that in a moment, but your presence is required. This is for all candidates and accountability partners. We do encourage you to invite your family and friends to the conference, and in by doing so, we will give you further information of some of the topics that will be presented at the conference. Conference also will include worship in the evenings, and so there is a full day, and there is a there is something for everyone. And so we do encourage you to invite your family and friends, not just to your ordination and your banquet, but also to the conference itself. We do want to share some details about those days and what they will look like for you. And if the apostle is ready, we will turn the floor over to her.
Thank you, Overseer. Again, greetings. It is our pleasure to serve you, and as we are preparing to serve you, these are some things that we believe becomes important for your process. The Thursday conference schedule, again, we want to encourage people to register. Register, 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 because it helps us prepare for you when we know, one, how many people to prepare for, but not just how many people to prepare for, but in what areas are the people that are attending, what areas do they represent, what tiers of leadership do they represent, so that we can make sure that that which we have is adequate for those who will be in attendance. And so with that being said, if you are bringing any children and or youth, anyone 17 and under, we need you to let Elder Sharita know immediately. Please email her. It is not set up to accommodate. However, we understand sometimes that that is necessary, and so we want to be prepared to address it on whatever level. So if you know that youth in 17 and younger will be in attendance, we need to know that. I don't want anybody to say, oh, it's just a baby and they're just going to go to class with me. Again, that's information that we need to know. So as it relates to the schedule, your Thursday and Friday schedule, your opening preliminary session will start at 10 a.m. and that's at 9 a.m., I believe. You pull up the schedule, please, overseer. Your opening session, and that is a joint session, so that is has the candidates and accountability partners and all individuals who, and all individuals who are attending. So that is one of the times that we will be in joint session. And so the registration starts promptly at 9 a.m. Registration starts promptly at, I'm doing this all wrong, so let me start over. Thank you, Brain. Registration is at 8 a.m. Registration is at 8 a.m. And your opening session starts at 9 a.m. So we are asking everyone on Thursday and Friday to be present by 9 a.m. for your opening session. It will give you the instructions for the day. It will be a time that we come together for corporate worship and impartation as an entire conference, as an entire body. Yes, overseer.
Yes, and we also want to explain to you the 8 o'clock, even though you're registered and you sent the registration form in and you paid, you still must register that you're on site. There are things that have been prepared to give you when you get there that have helped give you further direction as to where to go and what to do. So when you first come in, go to registration and register. That is also a time where you may bring your garment. You may bring your garment at that time. Okay, go ahead, Apostle. Are there any questions as we go? If you have any questions, just chime in, okay?
Excuse me, so you say bring the garments to the church or to the hotel?
To the church when you come to register on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, you should be bringing and turning in, signing in your garments. Yes.
So,
question.
Excellent. At that 8 o'clock registration and garment. Oh, you're welcome. At that 8 o'clock registration and garment check-in, you will do your on-site registration and receive the documentation and things we have for you, and then you will check all your garments in, and you will not get those garments back until we're placing them on you. So that's going to become very, very important. We want you to turn your garments in. They need to be clearly labeled. So just to put all your garments in one garment bag that maybe has your name on it isn't going to be suffice. We ask that you label each individual garment. Needs to have your, I'm sorry.
Each item
needs to have your name on them. And then when you turn them in, they need to be turned in along with a garment bag. So your garments need to be turned in, and they need to be turned in along with your garment bag, and your garments should be on hangers. That is very important. All right, so then by the time you get to your 9 o'clock, which is the general session, the opening preliminary session, it is a corporate time of worship and impartation. It's where the instructions for the day are going to be given, and it's where you will find out how your day will flow. And so that 9 o'clock session becomes very, very important. At 10 o'clock, people will begin to dissimulate to their individual areas of learning and of study. And so you'll be in those sessions until approximately 12 o'clock, which is when you'll break for lunch. And then we'll come back at 2 o'clock, and we will start that process all over again with our individual training and things of that nature. And then we'll come together at 6:30 in the evening to prepare for our evening worship experience. And so that's the basic format for Thursday and Friday. And it becomes important those days the formats are the same. The only difference may be on one of those days there'll be a gathering at lunch for the candidates, just a special time where we'll come together to share with you just some additional information and to make impartation. Now, as we fast track you to Saturday, we're going to fast track to Saturday right now. One moment, please.
We don't want to go past the Friday. Each evening, the last class is over at approximately 4 o'clock. And so on Friday, after your lunch, there will be an hour of preparation from 2 to 3, and then you will take your examination. You will go before the examining board, council, and you will answer each individually a group of 5 questions. It's actually, they go round robin. We start alphabetically with the first person, ask each one their first question, go back to the first person, ask them their second question. These are the questions that have been turned in by your accountability partners, and they make up a percentage of your evaluation that you will get as a result of your journey to your elevation. Evaluations are given to your referring leader, the leader that referred you to the process. They will get a complete documentation of all of your process and all of your progress and the results of it. You will also be given a copy and an opportunity to go over it with the council. One of the things that we do ask is that you keep in mind all of the different areas that you are being evaluated on. And that's something we'll go at another meeting. I will send you the form. Elder Sharita will make sure you get a blank form so you can see the percentage and the categories that you are being assessed by. It includes things like your attendance to the phone conference, your participation, your availability, your consistent meeting whatever requirements in a timely fashion, any initiation that you may make of any presentation or anything that you have done as an extra project, all of the things that have made up your interaction with this committee from the time you were first contacted to the end of this ordination period will be assessed and analyzed and put basically on a form with a final evaluation number. And so we will go through that. But the evaluation council will happen on Friday afternoons, and that will take as long as you need it to take. And so I can't give you an end time. No one is closed to the public, so friends and families cannot come in. Your referring leaders can't come in. It is only open to the evaluating committee. And so now we'll let Apostle continue after your Friday evaluation, and then you have your Friday worship service, then for Saturday.
Yes, obviously. And then by the time we come to Saturday, Saturday's schedule is going to be very important. Several things are going to happen for you on Saturday. At 10 a.m. promptly, At 10 a.m. promptly is your anointing, foot washing, and communion service. It is held at Bethany Union Church. So at 10 a.m., you need to be already at Bethany, prepared for your foot washing, for your anointing, and for your communion. Family, friends, and loved ones are able to be present. However, they're able to be present, number one. Number two, we are asking that you be in casual church attire, which simply means for ladies that you have on a dress or a skirt and that you have on something that will allow you to have your feet washed in. And so, therefore, length and things of that nature becomes important because of how you'll need to be positioned to get your feet washed, and then men as well, appropriate pants and shoes for foot washing. And so it is at that time at 10 a.m. till approximately 12, 1 o'clock, just depends on how long it needs to happen for, that we will use that time as a time of impartation, pouring out, anointing you, so that those things won't happen in its entirety at the hotel. So that service is going to start promptly at 10 o'clock. You need to be there, prepared, and in the midst by about 9:45 at Bethany Union, 1750 West 103rd Street, in the social hall. You need to be prepared to receive that type of ministry. Once we leave there, we will not return back to Bethany for any services until Sunday at 2:30. We share that because you will need to bring any belongings. We don't want you to leave your Bibles or things like that there, because the remainder of the services for Saturday will take place at the Oaklawn Hilton. Your formal ordination service as well as your banquet will take place at the Oaklawn Hilton. Any questions? Any questions, comments, concerns?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Minister Brenda. What time are we supposed to be at the Oaklawn on Saturday?
You should be at the Oaklawn on Saturday by 3 o'clock. And you should be in 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock,
my suggestion to candidates, you need to be there. You need to be in your black. That's your black skirt or pants, dress or suit, and your clergy collar, clergy shirt. Your clergy shirt. All your other garments will be brought there and placed on you during the worship service. But you must have your black shoes, neutral stockings, the very, very limited jewelry that we share with you. And that's the sort of thing that you will need to be prepared to your physical preparation walking in. Accountability partners, you must be in full clergy garments. All of your garments you must wear. You must have them on because you are going to proceed with your full dress into the service. And so that will start at 4 o'clock. So you should come with full dress. It is my recommendation to anyone that possibly can, pair up with someone and just get a room at the hotel for that Saturday. Because what that will do is it'll give you a place to change clothes, to go to between the services, as opposed to going all the way home. It's not far from Bethany. And because the service and the banquet itself won't be over to like 9 or 10 or something, and it's late in the evening, and then you can be there. And then because church doesn't start to 2:30, you have a full Sunday morning before checkout to check out of your hotel and then get to the worship service on Sunday. All of those that are being ordained and elevated and licensed will be a part of the Sunday worship service. You will be the leaders that are going to lead in the worship service. So you must be prepared to do so. So that's just my recommendation. Everyone, you know your own personal situation and circumstances. Some people have transportation. There's no problem. And it's entirely up to you. But that way you have a base that we're all at, and it'll be easier to be more timely if we work it that way. Again, you want to check with the apostle if you do want to secure a room at the Oaklawn Hilton, and she can make sure that she can work that out for you. Any questions? Just want to give you opportunity, because I know a lot of it you can't think through because you've never experienced it. So if the committee members and the accountability partners on the line, if there's an aspect of it you realize that I've left off or have not considered, please, please, please bring it up now so that we can be properly prepared and the whole process will flow flawlessly. Wow, that's hard to say. Flow flawlessly. Any insight? I know we've spent quite a bit of time on this, but I just wanted to make sure that we are prepared. Again, remember the garment pieces that you are required to have for your office. Make sure that you have labeled them. Even if you were putting them in a Ziploc bag, then label the Ziploc bag with your name. Each item is going to be checked off on a sign-in list, and you will initial that which you leave, and we will initial that which we take in. There will be light breakfast snacks in the morning at the conference for the candidates. And as the pastor said, there will be one lunch that's provided as to the candidates as a gathering tool and a fellowship kind of tool as the guest of the AEN general body. So, any questions, concerns, anything?
Overseer, this is Cheryl. Will there be an additional email sent out, or are we just going to have to hold on to all this information? It's a lot.
Well, a lot of the information you're going to get when you sign in, when you come on that Thursday. The rest of this information, unless it's in the emails for where the place is and that sort of thing, those are with your weekly announcements. And you can always look in that for reference as it relates to what you are to wear and that sort of thing. These are all things that you have been given. And so everyone had a notebook. All of this should be in your notebook. You should be able to find most of the details. This is nothing new we're adding. We're really just going through some things that was already given to you. You will get a program that will outline the times, absolutely. And I think for those that are doing invitations, you can get your information off the email that gives you the proper address and the proper time and the proper location. Now, as it relates to the person that may speak on your behalf, we have didn't give that a lot of conversation, but that is definitely doable for you as long as you make sure your guests know that women must not be in pants. If they're in pants, they cannot do it. If they're in out of clergy, they cannot take part of your dressings. And so those are some of the things that are just things that we will remind you at the conference. And, you know, as far as leading up to it, prayerfully we'll keep you, you know. But if there's something that you feel you need to have written out, just let me know. Okay. I know it seems
all
like
right,
a lot.
Hello,
yes.
Overseer. This is Master Yvette,
yes.
And I would say I think it's good that they will start checking in their garments on Thursday. That way, if something is forgotten or something is still needed, it certainly you will have ample time to get it. The other thing is when she said that, I think then maybe you may want to just, the candidates may want to just make a list of what they're supposed to have. And that way when they put their stuff together, and if you're not sure, your accountability partner should be able to help you. Or any of
your
us you can come, I guess, and ask.
Yes. No, if you have it in your garment training information, you go down the list, find your office, and it lists every item that you should have. Every item that you should have is listed under your office. And so you do have that in writing. And on that, in that garment training pamphlet that you have, you also have the fact of what you're supposed to be wearing. The fact that it's black and that sort of thing. Your stockings, your shoes, your hair, your jewelry. At a later, one of the, maybe we'll do it at the next meeting, a Pastor Yvette will share it with you about the tallit, your tallit.
And
okay,
I would
Pastor,
just say Ziploc bags work well, too, for like putting things up like your tallit or your cincher. They work well. And
yes.
Putting that together and having that in a little bag, you know,
yes,
to go along with your cassock. Yeah.
Amen. 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 Okay. Very good suggestion. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. Are there any more questions, concerns, comments? Areas of grain. We're really excited about this. It's an exciting time. Coming together is very exciting. And you have a special track that's been prepared for you, and which is why it's mandatory, because it's also part of your spiritual preparation and scriptural preparation. So as we have come to the month and the season for our consecration, that's been part of your homework, part of the things that you should be doing on a regular basis as we are consecrating. And so we had shared with you the last meeting. If you look at your email, Elder Sherita was extremely detailed in sharing the fact that each week someone is to present on one of the five different prayer postures with additional scripture. So we're going to open the floor for the homework to be presented. And if we didn't pick people, we leave this for you. You've been going through your consecration. So anything you want to share about the process of the consecration, the area of consecration, you were given questions to ask yourself as you were doing the consecration, and you should be keeping a journal in the way you are responding to the weekly requirements of the consecration. Also, I do want to point out the fact that the four categories that have been presented in the consecration, where you have the miracles, which is the miracles out of the Word of God, a miracle that has been documented in Scripture, and then you have that miracle, the name of God, that is revealed, that is under manifestation. And then the put on, put off, that's a part of your maturation, a part of your maturing. For the week for maturing is God's pleasure being sought as opposed to seeking the pleasures of the flesh. And then our weekly faith statement is then our, I wrote it down, maturation. And I did it and I highlighted it and now I didn't see it. Okay. Is our momentum. That's us growing. That's what it looks like when we grow, when we, the whole theme of the consecration is developing faith for the next level. And in doing that, and we go through these four areas that we study and open ourselves up to, a new name of God, a new put off, put on, that's where we mature, and then what our weekly faith statement becomes, and that becomes the momentum by which we go forth. It's sharing here at the end of your, actually your weekly announcements are full of information and encouragement because you are a part of the governmental move. So remember, even before you start each week, read the spiritual prophetic declaration over you. Put your name in there. Own it for your own. It says, we encourage you to embrace the transition. These are major changes that are coming in your life. To embrace the prophetic declaration. Know that it is for you, it is about you, and you have to walk in it. Receive what God has declared and spoken over you and walk into the fullness of access of God's blessings for you. That's that momentum. You walk in that momentum. And so we have those words of focus, miracles. Expect these miracles. Just the walls of Jericho, the fire from heaven, Elijah and his prayers. All of these things happened to those that were called. They were set aside. They were consecrated for a specific task. And when that happened, miracles were a part of God's communication to them so that they could then realize a new name of God and he would manifest himself to them through this new name. I love it, this one, the one about burning bush and one of Moses' questions was, well, you know, I go to tell the people that you said let them go, and they're going to say, well, who sent you? Who is this? And God tells them, you tell them that I am has sent you. You're going to need to know what name of God has sent you to this miraculous move and task that has been placed upon you, and what new mindset, new wineskin you must allow the Lord to create in you, which is your put off one old thinking and putting on a new set of thinking, because that's what he did for Moses. He had to take off the old wineskin of Moses saying, you know, well, you know, I know the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He says, but I am. This is a new God. Okay, take off the old and put on the new, because this is a new name in me that they're going to learn and going to be manifested to them when they realize the promise that's on them and what I am going to do for them. And it will be a momentum in a way that will require their faith to be risen to the next level. They had faith in God. They were praying to him. on a regular basis, because God told Moses, I hear and see the oppression of the Egyptians on my people. So he heard their prayers. He heard them. So they knew how to pray. But that was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they knew. They didn't know the God of I Am, who has the heart of the king and the Pharaoh in his hands, and Pharaoh will do what he requires to be done as it relates to his children. And so these are aspects that of God that you are going to start witnessing as you start walking in obedience in your calling. I love it when he told them to take, he told Moses, he says, don't come any closer. Take your shoes off. This is holy ground. And I was reminded of the message of Apostle this Sunday when she shared about the ark and the priest. And there was a distance that had to be kept from the people as it related to it so that they could always watch and see and know where to go. Well, one of the things she said, they couldn't get too close because they couldn't stand that closeness. And just as Moses was told, he said, you know what, this is holy ground. This is where I am. And when you come this close, you take your shoes off. In other words, you do something to reverence and understand my presence. And that's part of what our put on, put off was to reverence God in church and to start viewing the things of God as holy and honoring them in a such a way as to honor, that will honor God. And so these are some of the things that we want to be able to tie together to journalize and see how these things are developing in our life, just as in the lives of the characters in the miracle. So I'm opening the lines to whoever wants to come forth and bring an insight into their experience during this consecration. Amen. Your phones are, take them off of mute, and we are excited to hear from you.
Good evening, Overseer. This is Brother Lazarus.
Yes, sir.
I would like to share my consecration. I did my fasting, which was a little bit difficult because I give up pop for water. During the daytime hours between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And it was a little bit hard, but the good Lord was there with me, and he kind of, you know, keep me on the straight and narrow. And I was, you know, able to get through that, which was like, you know, like I said, a little hard, but, you know.
Amen. Well, Brother Errol, you said it was a little hard, right? What kept you faithful to it?
Well, what kept me faithful to it is because the good Lord was by my side. And he keeps
okay.
me saying, don't stop this. Continue to do it.
Amen.
I'm a pot drinker. I drink Diet 7-Up day and night. You know, so, yes, he kind of keeps me straight.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Anybody else?
This is Sister Anita.
Yeah.
I gave up, which was hard. I gave up all chocolate.
Ooh. Okay.
I love eating Hershey's with almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I'm like Brother Earl, it was very difficult. because I love Hershey with almonds. I will eat one every night before I go to bed. Basically, I gave up junk food. I can put it like that because I had a bedroom full of junk food, and I gave it to my kids, and they looked at me like I was crazy and asked me what was wrong with me. So I told them that I was giving it up. Yeah, I told my children I was giving it up to be a better person and to live right for God. And Tierra was like, yes, Mama, you can do it. So hearing her say that is what really encouraged me and pushed me to continue with not basically eating junk food. And I will tell God that I thank him for promotion, and I desire to live for him. So when I would go in the store, now that I go in the store, it don't even bother me to look at the Hershey with almonds or all the junk food.
Okay.
It don't bother me.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Anybody else?
Good evening, Overseer.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to commend Sister Nita for giving up her junk food. That's very brave. That's very brave of you. I commend you for that because I can't. I just went to the store and bought me 2 bags of chocolate. So I really commend you for that because that is very hard to give up your chocolate. It is really hard. I gave up coffee. I did have 1 cup a few days ago, but I haven't drunk any since. I love my coffee in the morning, so I haven't had any. And my nerves has been kind of shattered from that, but I'm doing great.
Okay. Now, here's my question to everybody. You know, you're supposed to give up one thing, but you're supposed to turn and do something else. What did you replace it with?
I replaced mine with meditation.
Okay. Amen. All right. And Sister Nita?
I replaced mine with praying and reading the Word of God while I'm at work.
Okay.
Also at home, but I really needed it most so at work.
Okay. And Brother Errol?
I just replaced mine with water up over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what's healthy.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Anybody else?
This is Minister Brenda. I did, basically, I have been praying, asking the Lord, I said, I need a different lifestyle, and you need to show me what I need to eat. And when you said that you were going to be doing the Daniel fast, I said, okay, that's my answer. So basically, I went and eating the vegan lifestyle 24/7. And instead of ending it in August, I decide I'm taking it to the end of the year.
Amen.
And what I replaced, like the junk food, the coffee, the pastas, and all that with, and basically it, I'm not eating any meat, just the vegetables. And what I replaced it with is I have my morning prayer and meditation, and I'm reading through the Bible, so I may do like 10 to 12 chapters a day.
Amen. All right. Excellent. Anybody else? This is wonderful.
Hi, this is
good evening, Overseer.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, somebody else is going. They could go ahead. I'll talk afterwards.
Nope. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Minister LaTanya. I studied to be quiet. I gave up the right to say something. I had a few scenarios where it was some things that I could have said, and they were things that, in my opinion, should have been said, but then the Holy Ghost said, but do you have to say them? You can wait for me to take care of those scenarios. And so I gave up the right to speak, and then I picked up submission to his will.
Amen. Amen. All right. Someone else was going to share?
This was Cheryl. During this time of consecration, I have been really getting in tune with things that I asked God to show me. And I am still, as days go on, I am being exposed to things that have been bothering me and learning how to deal, like Minister LaTanya, how God is saying that, let me handle that. And, you know, like kind of like biting your tongue, you know, and during the consecration, like you turn down your plate. And I tried to mix mine up with, like, I gave up fast food. I gave up my social media. I gave up this and I gave up that. And I told people that, don't try to call me right now. I'm cutting y'all off for right now, and like, and you know, not spending so much time on the phone dealing with people and trying to just understand what God has for me, because I want to see, like you said, the manifestation, the momentum, the miracles, and maturation in my life as God is moving. And I have been seeing dreams, and they have, and I'm like, I had a dream the other day, and I am still asking God, what does that dream mean? Because a lot of things are coming out of this consecration. And so I just look forward to seeing what else God can do. And like she said, what you're going to put on, you're going to put on a quiet mouth, you know, not be so easy to attack people and go back at, you know, verbatim or give a reason why you should say something because they said something to you. Just be silent. Be still and know that I am God.
Okay. All right. All right, so we're going to challenge you, Sister Cheryl, for next week to bring in our study on week 5 of The Earth Opens Up and Swallows Horus and his company. Out of Numbers 16:32-34. And then Sister Renita, you're going to bring us the name of God for week 5 and an understanding of it. And Sister Anita, you're going to bring us the put on and put off for week 5. And Brother Aaron is going to bring us the statement of faith for week 5 and what that means and what God has revealed about faith is seeing it completed before it is actualized. It brings the kingdom into focus. What does that mean in our life today? So we have Sister Salisbury, Sister Renita, Sister Anita, and Brother Errol. The following week, week 6, we will have the Sanders. Lot's wife turns to pillar of smoke for Minister Sanders, and for Sister Kayla, the name of God, he who stands, he who shall have dominion, the name of God for week 6. And then we have the pastor in California, Pastor Sadian. He will bring us the put on and put off. And for Sister Keturah, we will have the faith in week 6. So I hope you jotted down what your assignments are for week 5 and week 6. Week 5.
Excuse me, Mother Callback. Can you say that? Can you tell me mine again? This is Renita.
So you're doing the name of God in week 5.
Uh-huh.
Sister Salisbury is doing
the miracle for week five. Sister Renita's doing the name of God for week five. Sister Anita doing the put on and put off in week five. Brother Errol doing the weekly statement of faith for week five. Week six is Minister LaTanya is doing the miracle. Sister Kiela is doing the name of God. Pastor Sonny is doing the put on, put off. And Sister Keturah is doing the statement of faith. All right? So we got week five and week six and your presentation for those weeks. Okay? Week five will go next week. Yes.
I'm sorry, Overseer, you said there was a scripture, Numbers. What was the the scripture? I'm sorry, this is Cheryl.
It's on your worksheet. It's Numbers 16,
okay.
32 through 34.
Okay, thank you.
The earth opens up. I don't know. Week five will be whatever next week is, August 1st, I guess. Is that August 1st, maybe? And then week six, this is August 1st, and week six will be August 8th. All right? So everybody has their assignments for the week, and you are responsible and your accountability partner. So make sure you inform your accountability partner of you guys' presentation. All right? All right. So, are there any more questions, comments, concerns? Anybody needs clarity? Huh? No one's saying anything. What is this happening?
How long does the paper have to be?
At least for 5 minutes.
Okay. So mine's just put on, put off. Is it the armor of God or just put on, put off?
Whatever it is listed under week five.
Okay.
Put on, put off, week five. Man pleasing, it comes out of Proverbs. And God-pleasing, coming out of Luke. And you can find other scriptures. You need to find other scriptures other than the ones that are presented. Yes. Okay? Good question. If you have a question, you're probably not the only one with the question. So you be the one to bring the question, and we'll get answers for you. Okay? All right, all right. Good meeting. I pray
yes, ma'am.
Clear, and Elder Sharita, definitely read your emails. She summarizes our weekly meetings very, very professionally and profoundly, and they are excellent resources for review. Again, you can always go back online and listen to the on-demand session for July 25th. They're marked by date. The 2019 AEN Ordination Preparation Weekly Meetings, and you can always listen to that information that has been given to you. All right, all minds are clear. We will have our closing prayer. Minister LaTanya.
Father, we thank you for this day that you've made and allowed us to be in. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our life. We thank you for how you are adjusting us to be more accessible to you and for your usage. We pray, Lord, that everything that was said on tonight and just this whole time of consecration, will remain in our hearts and that the enemy wouldn't be able to steal the word, God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to build upon that which you've given us on a daily basis. Let us not forget anything, or let us not lay aside anything for a new thing, God, but allow us to be positioned so that we can obtain everything that you have for us. Lord, we pray that you will even now begin to prepare our hearts for the actual ordination in a few weeks. We pray that you will give us a mindset of gratitude and submission for you, Lord, that we will not get so caught up on the location or any of the things that had to be adjusted. Let us not murmur or complain or just be in strife or discontent or even frustration, but allow us to become on one accord with the leaders for such a time as this, so that your will could be done, because it's not about us, Lord. We bind our flesh so that your spirit can rule and reign. We pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to minister to us so that we can get all that you have for us in this season, Lord, that we will be able to do what you want us to do and not what we think we should do. Lord, we send angels to the places that we're going to be, to the church and to the hotel, even before we get there, to prepare the way and to make it smooth and make it not rough, God, and just make it comparable to what you want to do, Lord. And we thank you in advance, Father, for the glorifying and the edification of you, God, and how that you're going to just show up and show yourself strong in every area of our lives where our weaknesses are, God. We thank you for exposing them, God, and bringing us to a place of understanding, God, that you are perfecting us, Lord, so that we could be fit for you, God. That is the whole goal and the purpose, that we not be seen, God, but that we be glorified in you, God, because of you, Lord. And through you, God, your will is being done in us every day, Lord. From this day forward in our lives, let nothing fall to the ground, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and good night.
Good night.